السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. So we come to the last part of our program this morning, which is the question and answer session, which is of tremendous importance to the Ummah. May Allah Ta'ala reward you and may the Ummah benefit abundantly. Mufti Sahab, the first question here is, whilst performing tawaf in my umrah, I went close to Maqami Ibrahim and my back faced the Kaaba. Is my umrah accepted, as I have learned that our tawaf is null and void if we turn our back to the Kaaba?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know the crowd is big. If you were pushed in such a situation that now your back and everything face the Kaaba, then you have nothing to worry about. Your umrah, your tawaf, sa'i, everything is valid. But if you yourself deliberately you turned and you face your back and so forth towards the Kaaba Musharrafah, and you are still in Makkah, so then just go to Masjid Aisha and then repeat that umrah, and then there's no penalty, no nothing. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for you. Always remember, read Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O Allah, show us the places of umrah and hajj and forgive us. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. So we don't perform umrah, we don't go for Medina for ziyarat, we don't go for hajj. We must go for quality umrah, quality ziyarah to Medina Munawwara, perform quality hajj. That is what the hadith sharif teaches us in Muslim sharif. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Khudu anni manasikatkum. Take from me your actions and your deeds regarding umrah and hajj and so forth. So these two options, and I told you the consequences of it already.
Mufti Sahab, we always teach our children that no matter how much money we have, we cannot go for umrah or hajj unless Allah Ta'ala invites us. Nowadays, we see that affluent friends who live contrary to Islam eat in haram restaurants where others wine and dine and post their photos all over social media, yet they perform umrah at least twice a year. Please give us some guidance.
In life, you must remember Allah Ta'ala gave the non-Muslims millions, billions, trillions. You take Elon Musk, born in South Africa, made money here, and now he is one of the richest people on earth. So what you going to say? He is beloved by Allah, hasha wa kalla, never ever. So sometimes Allah Ta'ala keeps on giving people, although they commit vices and sins. So that is called muhula. Allah Ta'ala is giving them respite. And when a person has iman, taqwa, piety, trying his best to please Mustafa, Allah Ta'ala, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah gives them barakah and blessing. Both scenarios are mentioned in the Noble Quran. People who are just doing everything upside down, or most of the actions upside down, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And when they forget conveniently, selective amnesia, that whatever advices they are given, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, then we open the doors of everything almost for them. And then they become the agents of Satan and Lucifer. Look at the Arab countries, Muslim countries, majority of them. حتى So much so. إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Now they are very happy, proud and arrogant with what they are given. أَخَذَنَاهُمْ بَخْتَةً. We seize them suddenly. One war takes place. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then they are gone in despair. In this illusion, they lose all hope in Almighty Allah. Allah forbid. Chapter 6, Surah An'am, the cattle and so forth. Verse number 44. So that is what you are seeing today. People who are committing open vices, eat haram, drink haram, indulge in haram, but they go for their holiday, they go here and there, you must remember. So that is what happens to them. That is called muhula. And for people who have true iman, who have taqwa, trying their best, obviously they commit sins in the process, but they are trying at least. So Almighty Allah speaks about them. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَّحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The people of a town and towns and cities, that who have iman, true faith and taqwa, that they fulfilling the rights of creator and creation simultaneously, we open the doors of barakah. There the word barakah wasn't used. Yeah, it is used. What is the meaning of barakah? Al-ashya'u al-qaleela wal-manafi'u al-kathira. You possess little bit, but so much benefit. The other day I was telling a person, my beloved father came to Heidelberg in 1954. He opened the shop. And then 2014, we sold it, you see, after 60 years. Small shop if you look at it, but remember what things happened there. I went overseas, we all went for Hajj, we got married, everything happened from there. Everybody went for Umrah and what happened. So that is the barakah of from Yustin Halal. So barakah will come to you, minas samai wal ard. So that is enshrined in the Quran, chapter 7, Surah A'raf, verse 96. So that is how you must understand it.
When reading first salah behind Imam in Jama'at, does one have to read Surah Fatiha and Surah or remain silent?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Quran, and then there's a famous hadith which I will cite and mention just now. The Quran Kareem teaches us, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran Sharif is being read, then what must you do? فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ كَثْرَةُ الْحُرُوفِ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ كَثْرَةِ الْمَعَانِي. The more letters there are in the word, the greater emphasis in the meaning. فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ. Listen to the Quran being recited attentively. وَأَنْسِتُوا. And remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will envelope you. Chapter 7, verse 204, right in the ending of Surah A'raf. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Musnad Ahmad, every hadith kitab almost. لَا صَلَاتَ إِلَّا بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ. Your salat is not valid except when you recite the Surah Fatiha, all seven verses properly, without missing a word and so forth. So the Shafi'i say, you must read Surah Fatiha in every salat, in every rakat, so much so, in janazah salat also. If you don't read it, you miss out one word also. Your salat is null and void. So that is what the Shafi'i say. The only person exempt from this, according to Shafi'is, you came to the masjid and you just said Allah Akbar, or you're on the verge of saying Allah Akbar takbir at tahrima, and the imam went into ruku, so you call that person mudrik al ruku, so he or she is exempt from that, right? So we should know that. Hanafi is a direct opposite. They say in no salat will you read Surah Fatiha behind the imam, you will remain silent. Yes, you will read the tasbih, Subhana Rabbiyal Azim in ruku, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la in sujood, and you will read tashahud and salawat and dua, but the qiraat, Surah Fatiha and all that you won't read. The Malikis and Hanbalis came, they studied everything, what the Shafi'i said, what the Hanafi said. They made tawfiq and tazbiq. So what is that? They reconcile everything. They said, for example, we read Fajr Salat now. So we read there in Masjid Muhajirin and Ansar, behind Maulana Muhammad Munshi, wonderful reciter of the noble Quran. Allah reward my brother Muhammad Khan, he picks me up every day. And then we go there. So what happens is that we hear his wonderful recitation. So then you must be silent. That is what the Shafi is. Malik, that is what the Shafis, I told you, they must read Surah Fatiha in every rakat of every salat, loud salat or silent salat. So now we're discussing the Malikis and the Hanbalis. So they will say in your Fajr salat or Maghrib Isha salat, you remain silent. But in Zuhur and Asr, you read Surah Fatiha. So that is how they reconcile everything. So that is the benefit of having ikhtilaf and difference of opinion, not based on our own whims and fancies, based on the Quran Sharif and on the Sunnah Mubarakah.
Of Kisab, can a lady in Ihram cut another lady's hair?
Take for example Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. In the sixth year when they went for the Umrah, it was the month of Zulqa'dah, and thereafter that Khalid bin Walid Abu Sufyan, and they were not Muslim, they prevented them. They told come next year for 3 days. So in the seventh year they went, and then they performed the Umrah, all 1400 1500, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, in Ihram. So how they came out of the haram? Obviously, they cut one another's hair. They cut their own hair. So when you have finished everything, nowadays is Umrah. So now you made your tawaf. Then you read your 2 rakat salat. You made your sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Nothing is left. So you cut your own hair. Sister, you go to your hotel room. You don't have to wait for your husband or your son or father, brother. You just take the scissor, take your hair, and around your finger, little finger, 1 inch, and you cut it. Totally permissible. It's you and your daughter. So you cut your daughter's hair and your daughter cut your hair. All permissible. The men, you know, you get some of them. Me, I can't do all these kind of things. So when we used to go for Umrah and Hajj, we just go with a barber and they'll charge you 10 riyals, 20 riyals, 30, 40, 50 riyals, depending which season it is. So in a case like that, we just pay with a smile and done. So some people, they know how to cut their hair properly. So you go to your room and then you make DIY, provided you have done everything, as I mentioned in Umrah. In Hajj, you went to Mina, you went to Arafat, you went to Muzdalifah, now is Yawmun Nahr, the 10th of Zulhijjah. You pelted the Jamara Aqaba, the big shaitan. You slaughtered and sacrificed your goat and sheep, whatever. And then nothing else is left except the Dhamme Shukr, what you call. The proper terminology is a hadith, as mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So now that once you have done that, so now that you must remember you slaughtered the hadi, now after that is cutting the hair. So everything is done. So after pelting, after sacrificing, you cut your own hair, you cut somebody else's hair, although you're in a haram, all permissible, no problem.
Of Kisab, can a loan be converted to zakat? And do you have to specify while giving zakat, it's zakat?
Let me just clarify this masla here. MashaAllah, good questions coming through today. That's what we want. Muslim, non-Muslim, Tom, Dick and Mary, hence anybody send your question. We'll answer it, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Maulana Salim, make me maaf that we are colleagues. So but we'll just use the example, all right? So now I gave, obviously it's not the reality, just example. Okay, let me make Junaid Mota. Junaid Mota is better. Al-Qaribu Al-Haqu. The person who's nearer to you is more deserving. I gave Junaid Mota 1,000 rand, right, as a loan. He knew it's a loan. I know it's a loan. Then Junaid Mota came. He's supposed to pay me end of February, end of January. January came, February came. We're already 1 week into March almost. So now what happens? He got stories, you see. No, next week, next month, I'll see. This happened. So I told him, you know what? You can't pay me. So now just keep it as zakat. So that is the question. Now, what is the answer? When I told him after he could not pay the loan back to me, It was agreed from the start, it's a loan. So remember, in a case like that, so my zakat and saying, I'm writing it off as zakat, is not valid. Why is not valid? We know, I know and he know, I made no intention of zakat the day I gave it to him. And it was a pure business transaction. I gave him the loan, 1,000, 50,000, 100,000, 1 million, whatever the amount was. So now to say, because he can't pay it, we will just write it off as zakat, not permissible. For zakat to be valid, you must make intention. So yes, if I did this, I told Junaid Mota, Jinnat Mota, Junaid, take this 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand. So I told him it's a gift for him, it's a present for him. But in my heart, I made intention of zakat. At the time of giving it to him, or before giving it to him, then the zakat is valid and discharged. But the way you have posed the question, and that happens a lot nowadays, so then the zakat is not valid and not discharged.
Muftisam, I'm running a business from home. Do I pay my zakat on cost price or selling price?
Always you must work on selling price. Why must you work on selling price? Ma huwa anfa'a lil fuqara. When you work on selling price, then you will be paying more zakat and more poor people, poor Muslims who are destitute, who are down and out. So they will benefit in zakat. We must never ever look for loopholes. Chapter 30, Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Whenever you pay your zakat in cash or kind, then it should be done solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala will reward you multiple times, manifold in this world and in the year after. So always work your business world, corporate world, work with the selling price, retail price, so you pay more zakat. How many times in the past we made unda danda, we underpaid and so forth and so on. So even if we overpay, it will compensate for the deficiency of the past.
Of Kishab, can a person go for swimming whilst he is fasting?
Yeah, there are 3-4 different issues. To go for swimming, will it break the fast? No, it will not break the fast, provided no water goes down the throat and so forth and so on. But that does not mean that you going in the pool, you going there in the ocean, and two Indians going in the ocean, you with your swimming costume, your thigh and everything is exposed, and then the lady with her bikini and her stikini, and you checking her out under the waves and making waves and all that, they all haram, all these things there. So you asiyam or somu, asiyamu, both hadiths you get. Junnatun, it's a shield. You know, in the olden days, when they used to fight against the enemy, in the right hand was the sword, in the left hand was the, you must remember, shield. So this fasting is a shield. We must guard our eyes, guard our ears, guard our tongue, guard everything. مَا لَمْ يَخْرِقْهَا. But you go yourself and you destroy it, you make holes in it, you just damage it. So then who must you blame? I open the tap and you put the glass cup upside down. So who are you going to blame? So that is what the Ummah does today. We want to please everybody. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Allah. We want to please, you must remember, Satan, Shaitan. So that can never ever happen. Allah alone we have to please. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam alone we have to please and crush the Shaitan and all his tricks and all strategy. Chapter 9, verse 62. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. So Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more deserving that we please him. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we please him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in kanu mu'mineen, if they have true iman. So it's not the question of swimming only, it's a question of swimming and many other related issues as well.
Of Kisab, does watching TV break my fast?
Remember, what you're going to watch on the TV? You're going to watch the cricket. You're going to watch the soccer. You're going to watch the gays. You're going to watch the daru. And every second, third advert got there. People tell me when they meet me, they say this TV is very bad thing. So you must remember that Quran Sharif gave us. You must remember the usul, the principle. I give you this verse and I'll tell you quickly a story as well. Two stories I'll tell you quickly. So they came to Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they asked regarding alcohol and regarding gambling. Yes, alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you inform us regarding khamr, alcohol, intoxicants, wal maisir and gambling. Khamr ma yukhamirul aql. It beclouds the mind. You can't think properly. That is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Maysir, people want to sit on their laurels and think of Hadi. Tatama chance, tatama million. Just put 2 rand, 5 rand and you'll become millionaire. They show you the winner. They don't show you, they show you the millions of people who lost. Qul fihima ismun kabir. There's a big, big sin involved in alcohol and gambling. Wa manafi'u linna. Some benefit 1%. Wa ismuhuma akbaru min naf'ihima. The sin is much more compared to the benefit. Which person in his right mind today, Muslim, non-Muslim, they all will agree 80, 90, 95, 99.9% is all haram. The music, the nudity, the intermingling, the gay business, the lesbian business, the pornography, and the list goes on and on and on. And the Maulvis or anybody coming on the TV doesn't justify it. So we need to be clear. So now two stories. I was in Makkah. Sheikh Salih bin Luhaydan. He was a very great scholar. I used to go and sit in all their lessons. So the big, big mashayikh, he was Ra'isul Quzat. I met him several times. So one day they asked him that, you Fazilat al-Sheikh, ma hukmu tilwaz? What is the ruling regarding tilwaz? Tilwaz is television. In the Haramul Makki, not far from the Kaaba Musharrafa, Sheikh Salih bin Luhaydan, rahimahullah, Allah grant him, Jannat al-Firdaw said, la yajuz, wa huwa mukhalifun li qawlihi ta'ala. It is against what Allah Ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, chapter 24, what you are doing now, verse 30-31, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُ فروجهم. You believing men, lower your gazes. You see a woman, so lower your gaze and protect your private part. You see one there, one nice tart, one beauty, and you know how much makeup they put. Even if they dark in complexion, they will look very white and very, very smart. So you must lower your gaze. You women, Allah mentions for you, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ نَفْصَارِهِنَّ. They say, look at this Mawlana. Look at the Sheikh, look at this Imam, how handsome he is. But the Mawlana put so much makeup. Did you know that? So remember, all haram it is. One day, my beloved Ustad, Sheikh Sabuni, he told me, Ta'ali Abdul Qadir, come with me. I'm going to deliver a lecture. I say, Ahlan bik, ya Sheikh. We're ready for you. You understood? Labbaik wa sa'adik. Whatever you say, nahnu tahta amrik. So we went. So now, when we go, there was a big TV, you know, in Makkah, Medina, they're outside also, they're big, big. So he say, shuf, shuf, hada wa dajjal. This here is a dajjal, aynun wahida. See, it got one eye only. So I had a good laugh, because after that, Sheikh went on to give lecture, and the TV is there, the cameras are there. You know how things go on there. So remember, any person today in his right mind will tell you that TV is definitely haram and not permissible, but it does not break your fast, does not break your wudu. But we will tell you, go make wudu, go make a stand, two rakat salatu tawbah. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these haram activities.
Peter, this is an interesting question. A non-Muslim embraced Islam during Ramadan. What is the ruling regarding his fasting or her fasting?
MashaAllah. Yesterday you were Tom, Dick and Mary, and today you Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Aisha, Fatima. We say Hani and Lakum, we salute you. What can I say? Allah Himself says, go read, my brother, my sister, chapter 8, verse 38. Chapter 8 of the Noble Quran. Surah Anfal, the booty, the spoils of war. Verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. You, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the non-Muslims, when they leave their kufr and shirk and they come and enter into Islam, sincerely, lovingly, willingly, their sins of the past are forgiven. All the fasts of the past they didn't keep. All the salat prayer they didn't read. All is forgiven. The rights of Almighty Allah, they owe me money. Or anybody else, for example, they have to pay it. So that is a separate issue. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Safar, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu comes, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu comes, and then they feeling a bit difficult to make eye contact with the Master alayhi salatu salam. Khalid thinks about what happened in the Battle of Uhud, what happened there in the Hudaybiyah, and then he addresses the Master alayhi salam. I want to embrace Islam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses those sahaba and says, innal islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Islam expunges and removes the sins of the past. So don't worry about it. It is forgiven by Almighty Allah. So you, my brother, Tom, Dick and Mary, my sister, you embrace Islam yesterday. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So from that time till sunset, you were supposed to abstain from eating, drinking. But that fast is not compulsory upon you. Today, the fast is compulsory upon you. And remember that you will start keeping fast. You will start reading salat. And you must go to your local people. The men go to the men, the women to the women, and learn the basics of Islam. We make dua for you. Anytime you have queries, we are available for you every day, Sunday to Sunday, Monday to Monday. And my phone number, WhatsApp number, I give it out many a time. We got nothing to hide, alhamdulillah. 071-888-1184. Just remember KISS. You know KISS? Keep it short and sweet. I don't have time for long, long stories. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to smell ether and perfume while one is fasting?
So you must remember that we apply ether, everything on our body and everything automatically, whether we want to smell it or not, it comes. So your fast won't break. You enter a masjid Thursday night, Friday, and they're putting bakhur, which we must put, a sunnah. So now you go and put it, the smell will come and all that. So your fast is valid. There's no problem with that. So inshallah, your fast is valid. 11 to 12, the common mistakes during Ramadan. Allah Jalla Wala accept. We conclude with this dua. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa jami'a malina saliha ya Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, accept all our righteous deeds and actions. Ameen. Tonight, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, Surah Kahf. Allah give us tawfiq. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.